Hi, everybody. Bob Claster here, and I'm your host for Funny Stuff, half an hour of comedy, which airs every Friday. No, not Friday anymore. I'm doing it again. It airs every Sunday night here on KCRW. And tonight it is time for the second half of our exploration into the world of musical parody. Last time, if you were listening, you heard parodies on classical and jazz stuff, and we will move from there into country and rock and roll. We're going to start off with something which sort of is a gradual transition from the jazz stuff, because the lead vocalist is, I believe, Joe Stafford. This record came out under the name of The Natural Seven, with vocals by Mrs. James F.X. Paisley, who is supposedly Joe Stafford, and Red Engel is in this group, and I don't know anything else about this record. It was sent to me on a tape by a listener by the name of Charlie Schlatter. And if anybody out there knows anything about this, let me know. There will be some other questions that I have for you, some records that I don't know that much about that we'll talk about later on in the show. But so we'll start off with that record, which is a parody on, I guess, the hillbilly sort of side of country music. And then from there we will move to a parody of commercial country music, a takeoff on the song D-I-V-O-R-C-E, a Tammy Wynette smash, which is parodied here by Billy Connolly, the Scottish comedian, whom, by the way, I interviewed, and we'll be hearing that interview in August. But anyway, let's get on with things with the Natural Seven. They also recorded under the name of the Unnatural Seven, I believe. Anybody that knows about these things, drop me a line. The address is at the end of the program. Anyhow, this is Them Dern Fool Things, and then we'll hear D-I-V-O-R-C-E, and from there we will move on to some other parodies. But let's get started.
Sniffle and sneeze, snort and cough. Better do it now, because we're off.
A cigarette that's smeared with lipsticky traces. A country ticket to romantic old places. My heart has sprouted wings. The darn fool things reminds me of you. That stinking piano in the next door apartment. Them tumbleweeds that told you just what my heart meant. The song you used to sing. Them darn fool things reminds me of you.
There's a lot of little things about you, too, that got stuck in my heart. Crossways, say, on my net, first night you came a-calling on me. The nightingales was a-hollering, and my heart was a-flopping like a toad in a storm cellar. I snuck a peek, and there you was on the front stoop, big as life and twice as ugly. You was a-holding something behind you. Something you'd run me.
Nah, Kurt, nothing.
Oh, say, it had been so long since anybody had bring me a present. I went plumb Oscar Spiel. I slammed open the door and kind of bashful-like, you held out the present. And what do you think it wore? A bucket of hog livers. That old tobacco smell that always lingered. Them bright red whiskers that you always fingered. That's why my eyes got rings. The darn fool things reminds me of you. That upper plate you always used to take out. That daggone mule of yours you used to stake out. The way the mule could sing. The darn fool thing reminds me of you.
You came, you saw. When you done that to me, I knew it had to be.
Them checkered pants of yours without no seat in.
Oh, yeah, them G.I. shoes of yours was too small to get your big feet in.
Now, look here, you can't insult me.
Yeah, I know that before I said it.
Why, I'll pound your head so far down your ears will stick out your pants pocket.
Why, you do, you flea-bitten old black crap and all. I'll bite loose your shoestrings.
Oh, get under the sink with the rest of the pipe.
Go way down and sit down.
Ah, put an egg in your shoe and beat it.
Yeah. Oh, how the ghost of you plays.
Them darn fool things reminds me of you. Hey, 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 reminds me of you.
Some weeks ago I had this song. And this is a song I'm about to do, and I couldn't keep my hands off it. Our little dog is 6 years old, and he's smart as any damn kid. But when you mention the VET, he damn near flips his lid. Words like SHOT shot or WORM worm. These are words that make him SQUIRM squirm. His QUARANTINE starts today. 'Cause he bit the VET and then he ran away. It caused me and my wife to have a big fight, and then both of them bit me. And that's why I am gonna get a D-I-V-O-R-C-E. Thanks. She shouted, "Get him, Rover!" And he jumped over and bit my L-E-G. She sank her teeth in my B-U-M and called me a Well, I'm telling you, that was my cue to get OFF-ski. And I'm going down to the town tonight to get a new B-I-R-D. Oh yes, a Q-U-A-R-A-N-T-I-N-E starts today. Both my wife and my wee scabby dog will soon be hauled away. That's why I spell out all of these words, so as my dog can't hear. Oh, I must admit, that dog is acting Q-U-E-R queer. Oh yes, I must admit, my dog is acting Q-U-E-R queer.
That was Billy Connolly with D-I-V-O-R-C-E, a song, a record, by the way, which was a number one hit in England, surpassing by, I think, 6 or 7 chart positions the record for the original of D-I-V-O-R-C-E by Tammy Wynette. While I was thinking about the Natural 7 and hearing it again, it sounds to me a lot like June Foray. However, Joe Stafford can do just about anything with her voice, as can June Foray. But so I say, if anybody knows about that record, drop me a line. I'd really like to know about it. Now we'll move on to briefly to the folk end of things. Harry Belafonte was a major craze in the late 50s or early 60s, around there someplace. And probably the definitive takeoff on that is Stan Freberg's Banana Boat song, but that's been played and played and played on this program and elsewhere, and I'm sure you know it. And if you don't know it, you should own it and buy it. But and it was played as part of the Freberg special that I did here a couple months ago. But I thought we'd listen to Alan Sherman's takeoff on Harry Belafonte, and then one of Stan Freberg's more obscure records, his takeoff on Les Paul and Mary Ford, "The World is Waiting for the Sunrise," which I think is one of his more dead-on parodies. So let's get started first with Alan Sherman.
Oi, my Zelda! My Zelda! My Zelda, she took the money and ran with the tailor. Once again now, my Zelda. My Zelda. My Zelda, she took the money and ran with the tailor. My Zelda, she found her big romance when I broke the zipper in my pants. My Zelda, she took the money and ran with the tailor. Everybody! My Zelda. My Zelda, she took the money and ran with the tailor.
Sing along with Moish now.
My Zelda, she took the money and ran with the tailor. It's almost too sad to tell to you. she took 7 books of green stamps too. My Zelda, she took the money and ran with the tailor. Everybody!
My Zelda, my Zelda, she took the money and ran with the tailor.
Once again now!
My Zelda, my Zelda, my Zelda, she took the money and ran with the tailor.
That tailor, he really hurt my pride. He made my lapels 1 inch too wide. My Zelda, she took the money and ran with the tailor. Everybody!
My Zelda!
Coming round the corner.
My Zelda!
Sing out the chorus.
My Zelda, she took the money and ran with the tailor.
Once again now! Of
Hadassah.
Everybody!
My Zelda, my Zelda, my Zelda, she took the money and ran with the tailor.
Oh, why did she go and fall in love? I haven't seen her since Tisha B'Av. My Zelda, she took the money and ran with the tailor. Everybody!
My Zelda, my Zelda, she took the money and ran with the tailor.
Sing a little softer.
My Zelda, she took the money and ran with the tailor.
Everybody!
Too much banjo, every too fast, he's covered in blue, and my heart. little insect not many people see. He's known to all the insects as the LS Bumblebee. So when you hear him coming, just throw away your tea. That psychedelic humming will mean you'll soon be free.
Oh, druggy, druggy.
Freak out, baby. The bee is coming. Oh.
I can hear the hum of the lovely LS bum bum bumblebee.
This week's Bumper Bumble is for Al Herbert and his marijuana brass and their hit waxing Spanish Bee.
Oh!
I can hear the hum of the lovely LS Bum Bum Bumblebee. Take a little sip from the tasty lips of the LS Bumblebee.
When I asked him how he was, he said, the pits. He'd been reduced to selling on street corners the 49th edition of our greatest hits. So we ate ourselves to bagels, chewed over our careers, but things hadn't changed, no. We're still lazy after all these years. They got a wall near Scotland, it's 70 miles long. That is an indisputable fact, but nothing at all to do with this song. Our lawyers held a meeting out on Brooklyn Bridge, and they agreed that we could go back out on tour. And though the shows themselves were only average, and the songs we premiered were frankly poor, still we made ourselves a million, and we paid off our arrears. Still greedy after all these years. After all these years. There must be 50 ways to make a million, and we know every goddamn one.
Thank you. I remember when I was just a kid, growing up on them back streets in a little Stone Age town. I used to come home at night from my job. I had a job flipping dino burgers. And see, the quarry'd be just closing down then, and little bird up on the pole is screaming out how the working day's over. And I'd see them dinosaurs, they'd be herding out through the gates. And the workers, they'd be giving their cars a running start with their fat little feet. And so one night, I'm crossing the alley, and I see this one worker coming home to his little stone hut. Yeah, I see him leave his lunch pail by the door. He calls out to his wife, "Hey, Wilma, I'm home, honey."
Wilma! Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. Well, they're a modern Stone Age family. From the town of Red Rock, well, they're a big ride out of history. Well, let's ride with the family down the street, through the courtesy of friends to feet. When you're with the Flintstones, we'll have a ever good time. Oh, ever good time. We'll have a gay old time. A gay old time. Oh, Wilma!
Okay, guys, you ready? One, two, three, four. I'm a woman, I'm a human, I'm a sister. I'm a singer, I'm a person, I am me. I have to be alone to get myself together.
I'm a woman. I am free. I'm respected.
I'm not
Hold
getting
my
that.
Head up high. Understand?
Okay, Rico.
No,
tell
I thought,
me. I'll tell her.
I thought I was getting that across.
Well, tomato sauce people are going to be here. Clients, and we're trying to syndicate this internationally.
Okay,
dear, it's very important.
I understand. I was thinking of melody and not meaning.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
The words
I was concentrating on the melody and everything. Right. Okay.
For you're doing fine. You're doing fine.
Okay, thanks. All right.
Honey, I think what they need is a little more anthem quality, you know?
Okay.
Free, well, you know, it's all up, everything ends up, you
Hi,
know, it's not,
Kevin.
You know,
Hi,
don't sing it.
We've got the song. Rico's written the song. We need the talent.
Okay,
all
I'm,
they want to do. We've got
it's okay. All right, guys, I can do it.
A little level.
Right.
It's a perfect key. I'm fine. I don't know what happened there. I just went a little haywire there.
Right, right,
okay,
right.
Let's go again.
One, two, three, four.
Human, I'm a sister. I'm a singer, I'm a person, I am... What was wrong?
Jane, talk to her, please.
You're using your wine voice.
I wasn't using my wine voice. I wasn't.
Sorry.
Don't bring.
Can you do it?
I know the melody. Yes.
I'm a woman.
I know the melody. Fine, if you don't mind.
Reach up for those high parts, okay?
Okay.
Clear. Open your mouth.
All right. I know.
If you keep hopping and jiggling around like that.
Well, I'm not going to do that on the day that I do it. I'm just doing it now. It helps me get into the meaning and the rhythm of the song.
You're shooting now. He's saying for right now. Can you do that?
Oh, he's shooting right now.
Can you sing the lyrics?
Yes, I can sing the lyrics and look at the camera. Just.
I'm a woman. Do you understand that?
I understand.
She's done this.
All right, could you let me start it again? All right, just
get a lower key, those high notes.
No, I don't need a lower key. Just start it again, all
right?
Just start it.
Two.
Keep her eyes on the red light.
Do it.
I thought she could hack it, but it looks like she's having a tantrum.
I am not having a tantrum.
The twins could sing it.
I can do it if you let me do it the way that I want to do it. Why don't you let me do it the way I want to do it? If I want to do it,
I want to.
You don't understand. I'm a woman. I'm human. I don't feel good.
Yes, the late Gilda Radner. If ever there was a record that was crying out to be parodied, it was Helen Reddy's I Am Woman. And among the many other things that we have to be grateful to Gilda Radner for is what she did to that one. Back from when we last spoke, Peter Cook and Dudley Moore with L.S. Bumblebee. They claim that that's more a takeoff on the Beach Boys than the Beatles, but regardless, we followed that with an out-and-out takeoff of the Beatles, the Ruddles, who were Eric Idle and Neil Innes. With I Must Be in Love. And then the Heebie-Jeebies. The Heebie-Jeebies are two guys from England whose names are Philip Pope and Mike Stevens and Agnes Deaton. There's two guys. Three names, but two guys. No, three guys. And I don't know what happened to them. They made one wonderful record and an appearance on another record, which we also heard from. Anyway, we heard their Simon and Garfunkel takeoff, which was from a radio show called Radioactive. And then we heard something from their album, which is called 439 Golden Greats, their Bee Gees takeoff, meaningless songs in very high voices. Then Bruce Springsteen with the theme from the Flintstones. That was out as a 10-inch, 12-inch single, and now it's out on an album. If you have any questions, comments, job offers, obscene postcards, anything, the way you can write to me is by putting on the envelope Bob Claster, KCRW, 1900 Pico Boulevard, Santa Monica, California, 90405. Make sure you've got a phone number on there that I can reach you during the week, during the day. And next week is Father's Day, and we will be observing it accordingly here. So that's it from here. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to always keep that sense of humor well exercised, because you never know when you're going to need it. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.